This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister, Pradeep Kumar Gyanwali to participate in the BIMSTEC ministerial meeting today. Lawmakers draw government's attention to various contemporary issues in the House meeting. Health Ministry urges chief district officers not to allow crowd gathering events in local levels considering corona infection risk. Local bodies requested to enforce 10-day home quarantine to foreign returnees. World Bank projects 2.7% growth in Nepal's GDP for coming fiscal year, and Brazil battles political crisis and COVID-19 surge as defense body chiefs resign. Now the news in detail. The 7th Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, ministerial meeting is going to be held virtually in Colombo of Sri Lanka today. Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyanwali will participate in the meeting representing Nepal. The meeting will start at 3 p.m. Nepali Standard Time. Meanwhile, a special session of senior officials meeting of BIMSTEC was held virtually yesterday. Delivering his remarks, Foreign Secretary Bharatraj Paudil assessed the progress made by the BIMSTEC in implementing the decisions of the 4th BIMSTEC summit held in Kathmandu in August 2018 and other high-level meetings following the summit. Releasing a press release, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed that Foreign Secretary Paudil called for taking concentrated efforts to make BIMSTEC an effective organization through deeper cooperation among the member states. The reports of the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission and National Inclusion Commission for the last fiscal year have been presented in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Dr. Sibamaya Tumbahampe, had presented the report on behalf of the Prime Minister yesterday. Similarly, President of Development and Technology Committee Kalyani Kumari Kharka presented the annual report of the committee, a report on Nepal Engineering Council Bill, First Amendment 2077 Bikram Samvat, in the meeting. Earlier, the lawmakers had drawn the attention of the government to the latest political development following the Supreme Court's verdict and other contemporary issues. Presenting her views, Whip of CPNUML, Santa Chowdhury, lauded the government's development efforts and urged all to support the government. Likewise, Nepali Congress lawmaker Rajendra Kumar Kesi said instead of election, people need development, prosperity and relief from the recession. Similarly, Janta Samajwadi Party Nepal's lawmaker Lakshman Lal Karna sought the government's prompt action to tackle the rising air pollution and increasing menace of the coronavirus infection. Yesterday's House meeting also passed condolence proposal on the demise of former parliamentarians Navinder Raj Joshi and Lakshmi Devi Bhandari. The proposal presented by the House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota was unanimously endorsed by the House of Representatives. The World Bank has projected that Nepal's GDP will increase by 2.7% in the next fiscal year to reach 5.1%. The World Bank made the projection based on assumption that the remittance inflow to Nepal would increase. The World Bank said prospects of an economic rebound in South Asia are firming up as growth is set to increase by 7.2% in 2021 and 4.4% in 2022. In its semi-annual update report entitled South Asia Economic Focus, South Asia Vaccinates, released yesterday in Washington, D.C., in the United States of America, it is mentioned that the improved economic outlook reflects South Asian countries' efforts to keep their COVID-19 caseload under control and swiftly roll out vaccination campaigns. Seven Nepali girls who had been out of contact from Tuesday afternoon were found in India yesterday. The girls were residents of Pangaha municipality of Mohotari district. The Mohotari police informed that the girls between the age of 10 to 18 were rescued from a railway station at Sitamarhi of Bihar in India. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the chief district officers of all the districts to control all sorts of crowd-gathering events considering the COVID-19 infection risk. Speaking at the regular press briefing at the ministry yesterday, spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam urged the chief district officers to enforce the Infectious Disease Control Act. The health ministry has also asked the local bodies to enforce a 10-day home quarantine to the foreign returnees. Likewise, the ministry has decided to conduct random COVID-19 tests on all people entering the Kathmandu Valley. It has further decided to keep all the COVID-19 test labs across the country in ready position to call to additional human resources in government labs if needed. The ministry spokesperson also said the COVID-19 vaccine received from the government of India would be administered to the people 40 to 59 years of old at the designated hospitals. The Ministry of Health and Population, meanwhile, reported 162 new coronavirus cases and 59 recoveries yesterday. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 277,300 infected people, nearly 272,800 had recovered from the virus infection. The ministry also did not report any corona-related death yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The nationwide open modern music competition marking the 71st anniversary of Radio Nepal concluded yesterday. In the singing category, Suhas Mandal secured the first position, Suhas Chandra Joshi secured the second position with Ratna Kumar Dangal and Muna Thatal securing the third position. Likewise, in the lyrics category, Ramesh Dahal was declared the best lyricist while Shankar Lal Thapa Smile was announced as the best composer. The winners will be honored amid this anniversary function of Radio Nepal to be organized tomorrow. Earlier yesterday, inaugurating the competition, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and Chairperson of Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee, Hari Prasad Bashyal, said Radio Nepal's contribution to preserve and promote the country's art and music was laudable. On the occasion, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, mentioned that Radio Nepal had been presenting songs and music as per the taste of the public. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. United Nations Special Envoy on Myanmar, Christine Schkarner-Bergener, told a session of the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday that a bloodbath was imminent because of the military's intensified crackdown on anti-coup protesters. Schkarner-Bergener told a closed session of the 15-member council that the military that seized power in Myanmar on 1st of February was not capable of managing the country and warned the situation on the ground would only worsen. The council must consider potentially significant action to reverse the course of events as a bloodbath is imminent, Schkarner-Bergener said through the meeting. At least 521 civilians have been killed in protest against the coup, 141 of them on Saturday, which was the bloodiest day of the unrest, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is facing the biggest crisis of his presidency after the heads of the Army, Navy and Air Force all quit and the country recorded its highest daily COVID-19 death toll. The unprecedented resignation of the defense chiefs is being seen as a protest at attempts to Bolsonaro to exert undue control over the military. Brazil has seen nearly 314,000 COVID-related deaths with a new daily record of 3,700 80 on Tuesday. The meteorological, now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain and thundershowers are possible at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali to participate in the BIMSTEC ministerial meeting today. Lawmakers draw government's attention to various contemporary issues in the House meeting. Health Ministry urges chief district officers not to allow crowd gathering events in local levels considering corona infection risk. World Bank projects 2.7% growth in Nepal's GDP for coming fiscal year, and Brazil battles political crisis and COVID-19 surge as defense body chiefs resign. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.